He took a shot last night, and so he's day to day. So he's not going to be in the game tonight. Lower body, yeah. Well, right now he was day to day. We're kind of assessing that situation there. We tried to see, we tried to have units more or less for power plays of the colors that we did things for. And so we wanted to check him out and see. So he'll be a game time decision. He has an all body injury. Yeah, he's just got some tweaks from training camp that we just wanted to be smart about. Yeah, he's day-to-day as well, so we're just making sure. I think it's important that when we deal with our players right now, that we're dealing with them looking at two things, you know, their health, obviously, and welfare, but the other thing is that, you know, where do they stand between playing and starting the regular season? And in some instances, we'd like to get them playing so they can get some rhythm with either their teammates. That would be one of the things, one of the factors, and not get too rusty, but as long as their health isn't jeopardized. No, Ladd and Little are in the game. Well, there's a few new players, you know, like right now there's not only those guys, but there's some young players, some guys that we have here that whether they're going to be with us or they're going to be in a depth situation, and I think at some point during the season those players will be here. So, you know, for us it's all-encompassing. It's important that we get together and make everybody feel part of the group, and, you know, and the team building will help us do those things. So I think that those are the important things that we're looking at. Well, there's an adjustment in a lot of ways, you know. Sometimes, depending who's gone, where does the shuffle go from the leadership standpoint? You know, there's different factors as well. You get a guy like Ron Hainsey, who was a player rep, you know, who takes on that role. So there's some different things that are going to get taken place. It happens every year, and it'll happen again this year. There's a, you know, sometimes your team goes through different stages of building team cohesion, and there's some different factors that take place when people leave, and if they're dominant players, then you're going to see who's going to want to take that dominant area. So these are things that have to play themselves out, and it takes some time to do that. Well, it's always difficult because I've been a player, and you don't like to be the bearer of that type of news. But there's a, you know, I think there's a bright side to everything, and you have to me, you have to be able to present the bright side of things. You know, like the door will open again for some players. They've got to be prepared for these things. And as I spoke before, is that sometimes training camp is the toughest place to make the team, and you have to wait for the opportunity. The opportunity sometimes exists. And what you have to do is you have to make sure that you're prepared for that opportunity. So when the door opens again, you're taking advantage of it, and you're making a tough decision to be reassigned again, possibly with your play. So it's, you know, players are smart enough. They know the situation. They've been down this road before. It's usually a little bit more difficult for young players, because young players, for the most part, by the time they get here, they've been the best player and they're all the way growing up and all the way through junior or college. So it's a little bit tough to deal with then, you know. So, I mean, I feel their pain, but that's just the nature of the game, and that's a process that they have to go through sometimes. It's just the way it goes. And if you're looking for the word fair, you know, sometimes it's just not that way. Some guys require waivers, some guys don't. So, you know, there's different things involved. Well, I think adversity builds character, and that would be an adverse moment for a lot of players, you know, something that they, and it's no different than the guys that have been reassigned already. Some of those guys, you know, they wanted to make an impression, and so they want to be back, and they want to get back. So I think adversity does build character. So, you know, we'll see how all this shakes out. I know that we don't know yet completely what's happening, but it's kind of sorting itself out a little bit. You know what, players understand those things. Most of them have been in situations like that, so it's a little uncomfortable, but they also know that they could be seeing them in another week or two. So these things, you know, that's the way it works. They know those things.
Final preseason game, do you worry about maybe bubble players trying to do too much? You know, thinking, I got to make a final impression in this last game, getting away from what they're supposed to do?
You see it happen, maybe not in the final game, but I mean, for example, I saw it with another player that was kind of out a big part of the camp, and he tried to do everything in one game. It was difficult for him, you know, and that was a tough task, but I don't know that that's the case being presented here, the final game. I think that as a player, you're best to just do what you do best and stick to your game and focus on your task and your job, not the big picture of everything. Just focus on the game. And so most players understand that, and that's kind of what you see right now. The rosters are getting closer to being solidified, so you have more just a simpler game, you can say. That's just the way it goes. You have to, just because you would have done it, you know, for a few years, you know, things change, as we talked about. Players leave and players come back, so you have to keep reestablishing some things. Players see themselves as trying to grab a bigger role, or they want to justify their contract, for example. So some things, things change. And so, no, it doesn't... I'm still patient with the process. It's just part of the process. I understand that stuff. That's the way it goes. I mean, yes, you'd like to have it solidified, but, you know, when I look at training camp now, we've had, you know, different groups, and so I understand, you know, we've had a fair amount of games, so it's, you just got to be patient, and you got to try to manage it the best way you can. You know, I don't expect us to not make mistakes. It's just, you know, we're not quite there yet, you know, so you're going to see some mistakes being made. And you know, I thought in the game last night we made some mistakes that gave them some good scoring opportunities, and I think Pavlik really helped us keep us in the game. So that's why we have a goalie, and that's why he's a good goalie. So, you know, yes, I would like to see things a little bit more solidified, but I understand the process, and it is part of the process. Well, sure it is, you know, because, you know, like, it's not the same group. And it's, even if it is the same group, they're looking for different roles, or they're looking for bigger parts, you know. So that's why that's part of the process. That's part of every year is the team. Even if you've got the same players every year, they want more. They want more of this. They want more of that. And so you're constantly trying to keep them in line.
Hey guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.